Hi, this is Erica Jordan, your favorite certified love coach and NLP practitioner. Today, I'm going to talk about masturbation. Why? Because it's Masturbation May. But hey, even if it was June or April, we could still talk about masturbation because masturbation is awesome. You may have heard some crazy things about masturbation being bad for you. Like, it makes you grow hair in weird places, it causes infertility, it shrinks your genitals, or once you start masturbating, you'll become addicted to it. Oh, it's worse than heroin. None of that is true. Masturbation isn't unhealthy or bad for you at all. Masturbation can be good for your health, both mentally and physically, and it's pretty much the safest sex out there. No STDs, no pregnancy. When you have an orgasm, your body releases endorphins. These wonderful hormones block pain and make you feel good. No matter where you are or what you're doing, an orgasm will make you feel better. Even if it's just temporary. I mean, who doesn't enjoy a quick vacation to paradise? I actually went through a phase where I would have an orgasm in spin class. I assume it was just the core working in the perfect manner or the speed, or maybe it was those spin bikes because it only happened at Equinox, but it was amazing. It was also really hilarious because the whole class would be speeding up and I'd be speeding and I'm getting closer and then they ramp up the strength so that everybody's going slow, right? Now you're going uphill, but my eyes are closed and I'm so close to that big O and I'm like, come on. I open my eyes, the spin teacher is right in front of me. He puts his hand on the handlebars and he's like, uphill. So yeah. But see, I'm a female, so we have a little bit of an advantage and I can have an orgasm anywhere. Back to masturbation. There's endless research that shows the health benefits of masturbation. And ironically, I often encounter clients who want to stop masturbating in an attempt to practice self-control or improve erectile dysfunction or just due to negative associations, like believing only people who can't get a date masturbate or whatever. I not only highly recommend you masturbate, I suggest you harness the power and channel it into your dreams. Wait, what? Yeah, I'm a strong believer that energy is powerful. The human brain doesn't know the difference between fact and fiction. If you get frightened during a movie, okay, you're feeling as though you are the one at risk. You're in that basement. Pretty powerful thought, right? To make you feel genuine fear. It's just some actors on the screen. Well, don't even get me started on the benefits of meditation. But to me, masturbation is a type of meditation. You're entirely focused on yourself, learning your body, mapping it out. Let's just say we have a man who ejaculates within the first minute and wants to last longer in bed. Well, when he's masturbating, he should be imagining the scenario, playing it out in great detail in his mind. If he's really putting himself in that situation, he'll likely ejaculate within the first 2 minutes, but he can practice in a safe environment, trying different things to increase time without accumulating a long list of women he's sexually disappointed. Masturbation can release sexual tension, reduce stress, help you sleep better, improve your self-esteem, help treat sexual problems, can even relieve menstrual cramps, headaches, muscle tension, strengthen muscle tone in your pelvic and anal areas, which actually can lead to better sex. Oh, they say practice makes perfect. No exception here. Masturbation also helps you figure out what you like sexually. Where do you want to be touched? How much pressure feels good? How fast or slow? Learning how to have orgasms on your own can make it easier to have one with a partner because you can tell or show them what feels good. Some people masturbate every day, or even more than once a day. Some people masturbate closer to once a week, or once every few weeks, or every now and then. Masturbation only becomes too much if it gets in the way of your job, your responsibilities, or your life in general. The first time I masturbated, I used a mascara bottle. It was just one of those silly little games of what will fit in this hole, and I went with a mascara wand, and actually, it didn't feel good to me. It was taboo, and that was a little bit naughty, so there was the mental aspect, but physically, wasn't that great. So then I graduated to trying the shower. You know, if there's a removable head, you can use it as a sex toy, and it worked. It just took a long time, and by the time I was done, I was kind of pruney. And then I discovered the sex toy store. La la la, cue angels playing harps. And it changed my life. And there were so many fantastic, amazing toys. And then masturbation became exciting. And it doesn't just have to be about getting to the big O as fast as possible, although sometimes that's exactly what I want to do. But other times, it's just about exploring your body and making yourself feel good. Because, hey, there's not always someone around to make that happen for you. And even if there is, I still recommend masturbation. So if you're still stuck in your head about masturbation being wrong, then maybe we need to do some rewiring, which I would be happy to do with you. I am an NLP practitioner. Otherwise, get in there and show yourself some love. Don't be afraid to partake in all the amazing sex toys that are out there right now. Not only do they have a fleshlight, which is just like a real vagina, but they have a variation of the fleshlight that actually feels like you're having sex with a real vagina while a tongue licks the tip of your penis. And realistically speaking, no female on earth can actually make that happen for you. So now, sex toys can accomplish things that even your lover can't in the bedroom. But that doesn't mean I shouldn't masturbate, because what if I get used to all these crazy sensations and then I need them to get off? Variety is the spice of life. One of the reasons our sex life gets stale is because we do the same positions at the same time in the same order. Mix it up. And even if you find something that works really well, there's no reason not to keep trying something new. You don't want to get bored with your love life with your partner or with the love life with yourself. I mean, hey, I am a mom, so I can relate big time to just having a quick minute, wanting to rub one out and get back to my day. But the times that I really get into it, maybe a little bubble bath, caressing myself, maybe I pull out a toy just to run it up and down my body, get out of the bathtub, of course, a waterproof toy, and then make it a show, make it an event, have it be multiple things, and then take your time with it. What's your hurry? Masturbation is fun. I can't stress this enough, people. You should all be masturbating. Of course, masturbation is also a great time to indulge in the fantasies that maybe won't actually happen in your real life. Like for me, I've always fantasized about taking two men at once, and I've had the opportunity in my life. More times than one. However, last minute, I chicken out. I get too caught up with the logistics and the politics and the feelings, and it just doesn't happen. And for me, I've decided that that's just something that'll be better in my head. And you know what else? Once it's just in my head, I can make it flawless. I can make it perfect. There's no mistakes. So when I have that fantasy, when I get to play that out in my mind, I can have it be any way I want. There's the one guy who's in love with me and very doting and loving and sweet, and the other guy who's wild and pulls my hair back and my back arches, and it's very exciting, and there's that dynamic of good cop, bad cop, and it's fun. And honestly, even though I play it out in my head and it seems magical and amazing, it actually doesn't make me want to do it in real life even more. It's kind of something that's sacred to me that I play out in my mind during masturbation, but I don't want to do it in real life because what if it's a little bit disappointing and then I don't have that fantasy anymore? So if you have a crazy fantasy and you want to play it out in your mind while you're masturbating, don't feel bad about it. Just do it. Right, so now that I sold you on masturbation and you agree with me that it's something we should all be doing, and you're probably even doing it right now, let's talk about some things that you shouldn't do. When you're masturbating, you want to use a type of lube. And don't get too discouraged. If you try a water-based lube and you don't like it, try a silicone-based lube. There are a large variety of lubrications. You can even just use coconut oil. Find something you like that you enjoy using and use that, because if you don't, you could develop a callus on your penis, which will make sex less enjoyable and even potentially prevent you from having an orgasm. Or, well, actually, I just said it could literally make sex not as enjoyable. I don't really need to have any other reasons except for that. So, you want to use a lubricant and you want to be mindful of where you're masturbating. I know that seems a little bit unfair considering I just told you that I was basically masturbating in spin class. But visually speaking, no one could tell what I was doing, so I got away with it. You, on the other hand, don't want to register as a sex offender just because you were feeling hot and frisky at Chick-fil-A. And I get it. Some of us want to have sex in dangerous places. We want to know that we could get caught. But the trick is, pick a place where you technically could get caught, but you probably won't. Like out camping, or one of my favorites is when you're in a hotel room doing it against the window. I mean, yeah, someone could see you, but what are they gonna do? Let you know you can't masturbate in your own room? Oh, I didn't see the window there. I'm sorry, officer. In conclusion, masturbating regularly just says that you love yourself, you have a respect for your body, you want to get to know more about what you like, and maybe you want to get better at something sexual or play out a fantasy, or maybe you're just trying to clear your head and get to sleep, or you're bored and you have a few minutes. Whatever the case may be, we should all be masturbating, so get out there and show yourself some love. I'll be back next week. I don't know what I'll be talking about just yet, but in the meantime, you can find more of me at virtualsexpert.com.